This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show. What? I'm joined in studio by Miss Trine Todd.
Hey!
Pink English.
Hey!
Step on up, more fire Wallace.
What up, y'all? I told y'all I wasn't gonna miss the premiere. Holla at your boy. Yes!
Holla. So are we playing chicken? You know I wanted to come in with that Remy. But, you know, I had to give some shout out to Miss Bianca Young B from Chicken Noodle Soup.
Young B.
I actually really kind of fuck with Young B so
a
far.
A little bit, right?
Yes.
She brought it.
She brought it,
the bars. In the cypher.
She
brought
here.
It in the cypher.
Chew them up.
Yeah, that cypher.
She mothered them.
In the Love and Hip Hop manufactured cypher.
Cypher. Where all of New York was listening and waiting on the edge of the seat.
All seven of New York's finest.
All of New York.
But hold on, before we get into all that, let's talk about what we're really here for.
What are we here for?
Remy Ma and Papoose.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. I loved it.
Oh,
live for
cute.
It. I want me a Papoose.
Yes. Hashtag that.
Hashtag.
I need me a Papoose.
Yeah, I want to. That's what I want my hat to say next week. Give me a Papoose.
I have to say, of all the relationships we've seen.
I can't believe they allowed him on the show.
In yes. the Love and Hip Hop franchise. This is the most.
This is ruining their brand.
This is actually something that we can look up to. This
yeah.
is
yeah. This is real love.
Inspirational, real love. Aspirational. I can't believe it. Papoose,
man,
shout
everybody
out to
needs
him.
To take notes.
I mean, wait. We've seen real love before. Like I believe, like Willie and Shonda from last Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I believe that they really love each other. What?
She wouldn't be on a stripper pole. She's. It's different. Like. Remy's not disrespecting her man on television. It's they're actually respecting each other and they're getting along.
Well, in the first
episode,
it's like
a mutual
thing. In the first episode, yes. And we saw though there was a little bit of tension though. You know, as Remy knows right off the top of her head, she was in prison for 6 years, 4 months, 5 days.
Yeah,
bitch, and 13 hours and 52 seconds.
Hey, listen, when you've been in prison, right? Use counting. You've been in prison.
That's a long time,
bitch.
So wait, what did she go to jail for exactly?
It was a situation where I believe she was like in the Lower East Side or something like that, in New York.
Because that's where shit goes down.
Something over this girl was supposedly her friend who also was like working with her. Oh. And I don't know. It's like all confused because it was kind of before like the blogs really like used to go ham. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I don't know if the girl was actually her friend, because people were saying it was her best friend, and then they were saying it wasn't really a friend, it was more of a coworker. But apparently Remy had stabbed her over a, you know.
Whatever the altercation is.
Oh, she hit her with a bottle, too. So, yeah, she had, you know.
So she stabbed her and hit her with the bottle?
Yeah.
She got but what did she say for that.
What did she say? She said.
She just
said
got a little incident.
Because that can be an assault with a deadly weapon. I mean.
I feel like
over
she,
a little tiff.
A little tiff tap. I feel like she got set up. That's what it was.
Really?
I mean, that's a long time. I mean, if you watch some of these snapped episodes, some of them don't get that much, that long for killing their roommates and husbands and stuff like
and
that.
She ain't even killed
it's a lot of white yeah. people, though.
It was self-defense.
It was in a, I want to say it was in, like, a white area. So like, yeah. It must have really startled the neighbors.
Don't you dare come in the white area. Stabbing you.
But so Remy Ma and Rashida, or as now she's going by Ra Ali. I'm like, are you a boxer?
Ra Ali. She's like, I'm coming hot. Spit hot fire.
But she doesn't.
Well, is she Muslim now? No, I
only
mean,
bitch yeah, spitting on here is Mo.
Because yeah. if Muhammad changed his name, I mean,
Muhammad.
Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali when, I mean, he changed his religion. Maybe she's...
Remy, maybe when she got married, she converted. Maybe.
She could have.
Remy and Ra were hanging out, and they were talking about going to an after party, and then Papoose came in and was like, uh-uh, baby gotta come home. Mm-hmm. Baby gotta come home.
Hey, listen, Papoose is trying to look out, one, for his wife, two, she's the golden goose. If she can get back on top, I mean, you don't want her messing up. I say bring yeah. your ass home, too, baby.
It's so funny because over on our sister network, Black Hollywood Live, I do a music show called The Beat. And we were talking about, because recently Nicki Minaj went to court for Meek Mill.
Which was nuts.
And she's going to be in charge of him going to see his probation officer.
Mm. And I'm saying like, what he pees and what he drinks. And he's a bodybuilder now and he's taking protein shakes.
Yeah, like I can't.
What does that mean? You want to fight somebody?
No, he had to take a pee test and he failed. And they said when he turned it in, it was cold water. And he was like, no, it's not cold water. I'm taking these protein shakes because I've been bodybuilding.
Oh, Lord.
And that is exactly the reason why it came back as negative. But if you guys would have told me before that I was going to take a test, you know, I would have, you know.
Nikki needs to stop dating me because she's going to be on this season next year.
She's
going to be on Love and Hip Hop.
She's looking stupid
season.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Nikki never looks stupid, girl.
I love Nicki Minaj, but she's looking really dumb. Like,
all right.
Her man's just in a difficult place. That's all.
Yeah, that
she don't even look
that
happy.
That disc Grammy.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. And, like, what are the lawyers are so stupid because they're saying, like, Nicki's not going to date no, like, bum guy. What does that have to do with Nicki?
Well, but back to a positive couple. Exactly. Remy doesn't want Papoose to baby her. She feels like she's a prisoner. She just came from a place where people were telling her what to do. She don't want her man doing that. Mm. Papoose says, well, whoa, you got to calm down because the family was traumatized. I understand sure. you were traumatized, but the family was also traumatized. What did you guys take from that?
I feel like he wasn't in jail with her, and how are you going to say, like, it wasn't as mental? Like, she was in jail.
She was in jail because she physically stabbed someone. She went out of her character or maybe played her character
and
stabbed someone. And what happens when you stab somebody is you go to jail because you stab somebody.
Exactly, but...
But he's
so now the innocent people who didn't stab anyone are affected because you went out of character, stabbed somebody, and now we have to deal with the consequences back at home.
And
he's
going to
deal with somebody
you.
That ain't even his kid, which I'm sure he don't even look at it like that, but still.
Right. And if you're in jail and you're my wife, I'm in jail at this point because whole life is consumed about you being in jail. So basically I'm in there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's a great point that he was trying to make. You know, I'm looking at it more from the perspective of him again watching over her saying, hey, look, I kind of took my eye off you for a second and you stabbed a chick. You know what I'm saying? I can't not be watching you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what you may do in the blink of an eye.
Baby, I know when you stab me, like, I can handle that.
Right. Stab me all you want.
And just for context, y'all, we're wearing sweaters because it's, I mean, jackets, because it's literally freezing cold here in California.
It is. Yeah. In California.
So like, Southern California.
It's like 50 degrees. Like, oh, my God.
God was like, Love and Hip Hop New York's back. Shh.
Jack Frost.
But, you know, it fits with the theme of the show. Yeah, I feel like we're in the East Coast.
Be there with y'all.
I also think, Remy, you know, I heard all of you all saying how good of a man Papoose is. Mm-hmm. She's got to start paying attention to that. You don't want to push away.
She knows what she got. She
the one away. Dude.
Papoose likes all, I'm sure.
Papoose in the history loves. Of Love and Hip Hop. That's a good dude. Like, you going to lose that dude?
Right, because these bitches won't even be attracted to that.
She playing that game, bro.
Yeah, but then you make a good dude gone bad. Once a good guy's gone bad,
little Rihanna
gone status. Forever.
Too cute, Papoose.
That's what happened to me.
Get Shut your life. Up, that VH1 story. Another day for that one. So Papoose, it was a 1-year anniversary since she's been out of jail. It was cute, but then it got a little, I don't know, for me it was a little like weird. Like, please don't ever like that. Tell me like that's how you want to have a child. Like, I don't want to get think I'm going to get a present and it's 2 baby dolls. I'm like, first of all, you went to the store and purchased 2 baby dolls.
Yeah.
Weird.
It so got a little corny.
Like, picture Papoose going to Toys R Us like, I'm just doing this for my girl.
So would you have rather had him open up a box, have her open
with
a box
ring
with a pregnancy test
no.
or something?
With condoms like, and some condoms. Fucking lube and be like, baby, and a 40, be like, baby, I'm going to fuck the
but
shit out of you.
But they probably do that on a regular. So he had to mix it up.
Like,
I thought
baby
it was
doll.
So cute.
I'm just kidding. It was cute.
And he can't bring the condoms. Right. To defeat the purpose. Right now. He's like, I'm trying to shoot this in you. I don't want to miss. Yeah. No, it was a little corny, but with the baby dolls. But I feel Papoose, man. He's trying to push
hard.
His agenda.
He's trying hard.
He sure is.
He's 6 years removed from what he really wanted to do.
Look, and
he's the man with the plan.
He coming off, what's his name? The gay rapper from last one.
Miles.
And his hat was Just Love.
Oh, Lord.
Papoose out here,
black love. But you know, it's funny. This is like exactly the reverse of Yandy and Medici's. Because, I mean, they're actually like a happy couple and yeah. they're like cute and all of that. But now he's going to jail and she's going to be
yep.
at home.
And they're about to go through it. Yeah.
So they need to do a sit down, all 4 of them,
yeah,
and talk it all out and figure it all out what they need to do.
For real.
Like, my favorite part was when Papoose said, nah, you got to give yourself more credit when you was in jail. You was taking care of that was amazing.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Just, oh, so I cute. Think
he's
that
building
I
his woman
up.
Myself
a cheerleader.
Yeah, so cute.
You gotta, he's building his woman up. It's yeah. really dope, actually, how he's handling this. Because he don't come off as a sucker. He's like, you know, he seems genuine.
He took her to a goddamn castle to propose.
Who does that?
Bitch.
I mean...
That was legitimately.
Bitch, now I know why
moment.
She conceded. She right. got, that's her reason.
Right. She's like, whatever. Whatever.
So now I got the best man in the game. She's right. like, yo, B, what Jay doing for you over there?
Right.
Don't come for B. Don't come for B.
Uh-oh, Beehive, calm down.
There ain't no,
no
elevator incidents.
Down.
Oh. Sipsy.
I'm only doing because we have a Beehive member and president of the Beehive in here.
President.
In our guest audience.
Okay, so,
what, Jesse?
We got, yeah.
What?
You don't win at Beyonce. So
as I take you guys to the Bronx off the Grand Concourse, and I think it would be off of, let's see, probably like, what, the 13th floor, apartment 103B?
That one.
Without the courtyard view.
Definitely.
Without the courtyard view, bitch, without the damn
air
countertop, without the air conditioner, without a TV, without a damn motherfucking box spring, without a damn motherfucking chair, without a stool.
They ain't even got groceries.
Remember when...
They ain't even got lights. It was just the
just
sun.
There.
Remember when you...
When do we wake up? When the sun...
Under the camera, you notice how the camera trying to shoot in, like, up, like...
No, this is how I know...
Birds chirping.
Bitch, what like, bird you hear chirping around there? You just hear the motherfucking metro.
Right.
Oh, that sucks.
I was really
Peter
good.
Guns, y'all.
I was caught off guard when it was them. I'm like, And they really on the floor getting it in. Like, she's really hit rock bottom.
No, super she contrived. Hit rock bottom. Because I expected it to be Amina. I was like, mm-hmm. there's only one bitch that is on that air mattress, well, and it's Amina.
Because it was an air mattress. It was an air
when
mattress.
When she decided to let them film that. Because why did tonight be the only night when you accidentally decided to hook up with him when the cameras were there?
And my other thing is like...
So you're saying it's not staged?
Well, storyline.
It's definitely contrived.
I'm just like, Mona be dragging us talking about you gonna show the first scene of Peter in a damn bed on the floor with boxes
right. on top.
Y'all tried it. Y'all trying it. Don't get mad at us for off talking
He's
about
like,
it.
Yo, Peter, I really like the way you put this box. But set this up. Yeah. The cameras really, are gonna be there.
I really, really like the positioning of this box for the apartment. It's really, really nice.
Shout
it's
out to you haul though. You it's guys got hot. That plug.
Yeah, the U-Haul did get the plug. You're right.
Shout out to the real winner in all of this is Amina. She's been on less seasons of Love and Hip Hop than Jocelyn and has been able to get her English better.
Yeah.
Tonight, I feel like, I don't know if her speech teacher is mm-hmm. from Connecticut mm-hmm. or Rhode Island, but she has a little bit of a Lewis Griffin accent. She was like, Peter. Peter.
Lois.
Peter, what are you doing? Peter? Yeah. I was just like, I can't. But Tara.
Waking up next to Peter Guns, doing it one more time.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the, you know, the spaghetti strap that he wears. But I just love
that he wears. I gotta Peter say, does, though, Peter was looking real bronzed, y'all.
And
he was
buff.
And buff. Buffed yeah, and bronze.
Buff
I'm
daddy.
Like, buff and the vampire slap in here.
The new
Jay's
but there ain't no
he
way.
He been going to that $10 Planet Fitness. He found someone to scraggle
Planet
up some change.
Fitness.
Peter needs to go to jail. He just needs to take
shout
this
out to Planet
chill
Fitness,
pill.
Though, because I do fucks.
No, just, yeah, Planet Fitness.
You sent Peter to jail?
No, because for
Peter, because I think it would make these chicks realize what life really is. It would.
I think it would help Peter.
It would actually help him stay away from these chicks
okay.
and help these together. Girls get their life together because there's no way for them to, like, you know, really connect with him.
I
like
just
they
like
do.
Knowing that Peter would
so
always have
to
a place
send
to sleep.
Peter in jail.
Night.
So yeah.
I feel
you
better
know
about
what's
that.
Crazy. They See? Need a spinoff. Amina and Tara need a
no,
a
the
spinoff
is Love and Hip Hop, The Complex, because this motherfucker, I don't know if it was editing, but it looked like he walked out of Tara's apartment.
He's like,
well, that was the real cypher. That's the real cypher, right? We aim at
pussy.
The real,
what's the cypher? Pussy.
Right. That's what it is. Because
He's
it's
like,
real.
I'm gone.
Oh,
Amina,
Lord.
You cooking?
He talking to Amina.
Tara tripping.
He talking to Tara that, oh, you know, Tara. When I sleep at Amina's house, you know, I just be sleeping on the couch.
Nigga.
But no. But Tara accepted that. That we can't even side-eye ourselves.
No, you can't. Like,
or him.
You believe he's sleeping on the couch.
Right.
For
she's
three
buying
seasons
that.
Now. Mm. This bitch got the
she's
damn.
She's buying that.
Yamaha piano down her back, fucking pansy on her fucking ass crack,
she
and
has
you
a heart,
got a heart on her fucking throat, and you think that she ain't fucking Peter
and
still?
The baby in the other room that she's
and she
still
got a better accent now. That bitch deep.
That she's still breastfeeding.
Wait,
by the way,
and she named a child
no,
the same oh, yeah. name as his other child.
She
so
went hard.
Hello,
Corey and Corey.
Like
we're family,
right?
We're family.
And she, yeah. I genuinely think she's okay with them living in the same building.
Who?
Amina.
I don't know
like,
what Amina's okay with at this
you know,
point in her life. I was okay with Amina being back in Germany because I felt like she was at peace with herself. You
well,
know
just
because I mean?
Her family, I liked it because her family was there. She had some support. Somebody could say, hey, you're really losing it to come back to the left or whatever. But when she's in New York, she doesn't have any good voices in her head. And hers is not speaking to her right.
Tonight, mm-hmm. I think Amina's going to win.
Yeah?
Win what?
When it comes to Tara and Amina, I think Tara, you have proven to me you're never going to get out of this cycle. You're always going to go back to him. I feel like it will get to a point where Amina, someone will pull Amina away. Amina's going to find – I feel like someone's going to help him save Amina. I feel like you can't save Tara at this point.
So really?
That's what you call winning this.
At this – huh?
Getting away is
away,
what you call
yes.
winning. Okay.
If you can get that child – bitch, this is the Titanic. If you don't get on a motherfucking raft and hop on off this boat, Peter is going down.
Going down.
Or he's going to rise and you're going to be down sitting there and he's going to find some new pussy and new – he's going to be with Miss Nikki Baby on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Like,
but here's the thing. Amina can win, and I agree with you, because she's still kind of hot.
Yeah, and Tara's
you
a little
think
washed
so?
As far as Tara versus Amina.
Yeah, Tara's like, she's hot. Like, if she finds a single dad going to the same daycare as her, and he's right. like, oh, she's cute.
Yeah.
Like Amina she's could actually get her.
Like, I never want to get married again, but we can be together.
Producer, like
a younger producer.
Yeah, Tara's like the Kim Fields of Roja on this. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. when she ever, like, tried to, like, get her groove back and she came looking like Storm that one time. Like,
oh, Lord.
Right, she did come back. Well, she's from Mississippi, you guys.
Give her- bitch, who in Mississippi? You know, dressing like fucking Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
Okay, you know I go to Mississippi a lot, so. They don't know. They don't know. They're behind on the time.
Just before you move on from that, I'm mad that they had the dialogue say, Peter said in the little dialogue, Peter. You know, I'm just trying to be a better man. As he walked down the hallway from Tara's house, or whatever that was, Amina's house.
Is it Tara's apartment or is it his apartment?
No, everything is the girl's apartment.
Yeah. Peter doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
So the girls agreed to live next door to each other.
To each That's other.
Crazy. Or Peter didn't. He was just like, hey, I found these apartments.
He probably
apartments.
Got a deal.
You think I found
he
this apartment.
Got a one special? Yeah, like a two free rent off the first month.
Had them move in a special. Month after each other.
Yeah.
They're on 220 There's West no, Side.
And they walk in. They walk down the hall and see each other.
He basically has two wives. Like, this is like modern day sister wives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hip hop.
I love
sister
it.
Wives of hip hop.
I think one of them is going to kill him.
Hello?
Like, that's...
No.
Hello, Sister Tara.
Yes,
black people don't kill each other.
Whoa. We're talking about sister wives. Y'all talking about death. Let's talk about Yandy.
I would kill him if he freaking moved me in next door to his baby mama that I've been fighting with.
He should have been dead two seasons ago. Right.
Or three.
And you know Amina's going to come smart, though. She got the blonde hair. She, you know, she ready.
Well, she's throwing hands now, which is good.
Yo, she
finally got that backbone.
Shit. Wait, we don't know. I got to see the connection.
Oh, that's the sound of that.
No, she definitely made connection.
Yeah. I got to see it.
Bitch, I thought Akon and Eminem were going to do a performance. Like,
smack that.
Shut up,
all right, Yandy and Mendices. He might go away for 20 years. He's not, you know, fully sure what's going to happen. Yeah. They're married. They're in this cramped apartment. And I'm just like, what happened to the house that you bought her?
Right. That he proposed? Or, no, he took her to after he got out of jail the first time.
Mona couldn't afford the stage set for that.
Well, because she paid for their wedding. So, hey.
Damn.
She paid for their wedding. So she's like, pick one, the house or the wedding. Which one do you guys want me to pay for?
Okay. Right. Because we got to film Bad Girls Club over in this.
We got to use this for something else.
VH1 needs the house for
it. Which one is it going to be?
Peeling the posters off the wall. Put up the Bad Girls Club upholstery.
He's like, right now ain't the time to buy a new house.
Yeah.
Like,
which, correct. Priorities. I'm all about priorities.
Well, what do they do?
Him getting caught up. Huh? You don't want no huge amounts.
Yeah.
Large amounts.
Well, he doesn't
of
have
money.
A job.
We also don't need a Chateau Charest. Well,
I was
going to
say, what do they do?
He doesn't have a job.
Be talking about buying a new house.
He hustles. Clearly, that's what he's going
that's
away
what,
for.
Yeah, so, that's what he's done okay. before. No, so he's going away for a while.
He's talking about he might go away for 20 years,
yeah.
Which I don't. I think it's going to be like 8.
Well, I mean, they read his verdict this past week. And
oh, yeah. It's only 8.
Is it?
Yeah. It's 8 years.
I thought really? It was like 18. Okay.
Okay, wow, that just years. Popped out of my head.
Yeah.
Go me. I must not
time.
Have been smoking weed when I read that one.
Right. That's still a long time.
That is a
no,
long
it is.
Time.
Oh, it's a very long time. His kid's going to be like...
For 8.
What, 14?
My friend got one more year left. He's like, oh, I'm about to get out. And I was like, oh, like when? He's like, December. I was like, really? 2017, man, right around the corner. I'm like, oh,
but I mean, it is.
No, I know for them.
You like, hit me back.
Hit
me back later when you.
Oh, you know, I love you. Bitch, he be in there calling me, smoking his blunt, all that, drinking whatever he be drinking.
On Facebook, like, huh?
On Facebook, yeah.
Buzz you later.
Don't be liking my
yes,
statuses.
I'm sure, because I see all those jail guys on Facebook trying to add me. No.
They adding you for something different, though. Amir was too cute.
Oh, they adding you.
Shut up,
then we see Yandy in the studio with Bianca, who's Young B from Chicken Noodle Soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 9 years since the song. We found out that the reason she's kind of been missing from the hip hop world is because her brother died, and she didn't. And she was young at the time too.
Yeah,
and she just felt like she couldn't really grow after that. Her support system was gone, which makes sense if that was the closest person to you, and you really didn't know the industry like that. probably actually better for her career that she didn't get involved with anybody, because she might have found a Rich Dollars at the time who would have taken advantage or done something.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like Yandy's a always be looking out for her fellow sisters.
Yes, she does.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm kind of interested in seeing this, because I feel like she'll be an older sister to this
mentor.
And Yandy has hella connections within. She knows Fabulous, she knows all of them, and I feel like she could get her connected in the music business a lot.
Well, which, you know, she said she was going to get her connected with DJ Self at this, you know, huge cypher. And we'll get to that in a second. But Rashida Ali.
Muhammad's cousin.
Come to find out, you know, who knows what's going on with the hair? Who knows what's going on with the shoe line or whatever line she had? But she's managing artists, too.
My favorite group.
Which simply means that she ain't really got a job.
BBOD.
BBOD.
Bad bitches on deck.
Like,
one with the purple lace.
First off, you rich off daddy's money.
You ratchet off daddy's money.
You rich off daddy's money. And acting ratchet. You ain't even real ratchet.
But like, my thing is, let's just say you have money. Like, how are you going to bedazzle your own outfit? Yeah.
Right.
Like, you went to Joanne's Fat. You couldn't, like, find somebody to make that for you
in
New York.
And that unicorn weave looks stupid.
She looked like someone's auntie.
My
with
little
flip bang.
Right.
The flip bang.
Totally.
Washed out while
like
trying to be young.
Like a kitchen press.
Well, they was on their family yacht, though. She got money.
Like, I mean, she got
the
money.
The yacht looked like a cruise line.
Sure damn, bitch.
Do you guys
miniature one.
This?
Huh?
You guys believe it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. Why would they lie about that?
She's like, the reason I'm on board with you.
Why would you
I'm
lie?
Trying to open doors for you. She's literally on board. No pun intended.
Because she's a bad bitch on deck.
No, bitch, you just want the coin, Rashida.
Yeah,
come
she's,
on.
They're
know,
literally
she's getting
on
a free
deck.
Yacht ride. She's going to try and give these girls some career. We
Here's
know
what
it's
I think it's
happen.
True. I think it's true because why would you just come out here and be like, yeah, you know, I don't do my own thing. My daddy pay for everything. Like, you out here bragging. Like,
Yeah. And then
just like how that was Yandy and Mandisi's house. It's a show. It's just Love and Hip Hop, you know.
Yeah, that yacht was rented for the day. Let's
right. Because their name is Bad Bitches on Deck.
They should have, you know.
You got it.
This really reminds
on
me of
On deck means
hip-hop
up work. Next. It don't mean like on the deck.
That's what
literally
they thought. On the deck. Yeah.
Literally,
that's
you
the
know,
only deck
they
that they
thought,
next owned. Was
right.
That
oh, they'd have been on a lot of decks. And sucked a lot of decks, too.
Ooh, all right.
A lot of decks?
Yes, decks.
I've never heard of that word before.
Y'all sucking decks?
What a coincidence. But Rashida hasn't been able to perform, do anything for them. But she booked them on this huge cypher, hip-hop cypher.
It's like the hugest thing in
Everyone
New York
Everyone in New
right
York
now.
Is going to be there.
I can't believe we didn't fly out there for
I
this.
Can't believe, you know, I can't believe I didn't even know this was happening.
Oh, my gosh.
The biggest, the number one DJ in New York, and it's no shade to him, but I mean, it's more shade to the show. And we get to the showcase. Actually, before we get to the showcase, we meet DJ Self. Great radio voice, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's actually Gwinning.
He's
which is
Gwinning.
Good and winning.
Which he is, because shit, if you gonna play, be on, get a role on the show, and you in the power role, because all of a sudden he in there interviewing
Mariah Lynn.
What did everyone think of Mariah Lynn? When she, what was
she's
she spitting?
Crazy.
Hot
she's,
fire.
Because I keep it in your mouth like a Colgate.
She's oh, like the
no,
video
before
girl
the
who,
Colgate.
She said, I was
a hoe.
Once upon a time, I was a hoe. And now I fully admit
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want your money. Yeah, I want your money. Yeah, I want your money.
More
yeah,
money,
money.
I want your money.
I was a hoe because I was
money,
real. No.
I want your money.
Listen,
once upon a time,
Iggy
I was
Azalea
a
got everybody
in
Caucasian female out there
yes
feeling like they can do anything.
Yes. They're super women.
And think about it.
Mean, what have you done?
She created her past because we don't know nothing about her. She's like, I came out the foster care system.
She didn't do it like that. She said, I came out the foster care system. I'm ready. You know what I mean? I'm next on deck.
Right.
She the girl that you slap right after she finished saying that.
Shut up.
And see if she. You ain't never been slapped before. Shut up, foster care system.
She's
get out of here.
Video girl vixen who had a chance to really tell her story. Like, she finally got that rap deal. Like, you know.
Once no upon a time,
all,
I was a hoe.
She was coached.
That wasn't
was
long
coached
ago.
It wasn't long ago.
Right.
And I wasn't because I was feeling real low.
She wants your money.
Now here's the song on the show. I want your money and your money too. And your money, more money, more money too. I'm going to come up with a mixtape.
Oh my god.
And just call it mixed up. Just call it mixed up.
It's fucked up.
Got a new mixtape called Mixed Up.
The show done fucked me up.
Once upon a time you were a hoe, but that wasn't that long ago.
Not that long ago.
But I could admit it. She's like, if I admit it, then
and I'm admitted, okay.
Then it's all right. It's all good. I admitted it.
She's admitting she's a hoe on national television.
Look, oh my
she spent, god. She spent that.
No, but hold up. Shout out to Mariah Lynn for at least owning up to it. Because these bitches be delusional like they ain't.
She didn't write her wholeness away. She didn't erase.
She didn't erase the wholeness.
Well, as a man. Following up episodes. She's
as
with,
a man.
Wait, pause. Hold up. And yeah. She's with.
No, my irritation was more with you talking about she got a little ass. I was like,
she had a little bump.
No, I thought you said that.
She had a little bump in the jeans.
Said no, and you said she did.
I said no because so we said something about oh they're gonna tear. A
she
new
had a holly. No, like we a, said like oh, an LA
young,
bump.
He said Young B about to tear them a new ass, and I looked at her ass and I said, well, it looked like someone already done tore it off. And you talking about she got
I said she had a little bump. I looked at the jeans. She had a little.
Those
a little butt.
Those
she had a little
pads.
Butt.
White
she
girls buy them off airplanes.
12. Okay.
What's that 12? Magazine called?
Yes.
She was a hodo. She
what's that magazine home? Called on the airplane?
Flight, in-flight magazine.
Oh, Skymall.
Skymall. Yeah. That's where white girls get their boots from when they can't afford injections.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
They wear those panties with
shout out
in
to
it.
BBOD for being around since 2010.
Man.
Shout out to DJ Self after she said, I was a hoe not long ago, and he gave her a hug right after the interview, like, girl.
We found out a little bit more about BBOD. We find out that Mo and Young B got into an argument at one time, and apparently Young B swung on Mo with a car club,
which...
Rowdy.
When
he's
she said
weapon.
That...
Which makes me wonder...
I tried to figure out where were
Young,
they.
I bet you Young B's from Brooklyn.
You think so?
I bet. Oh no, she's from Harlem. Though.
That's what you. What'd you think about first when she said she hit me with a club?
She was from Brooklyn.
That's what you thought.
Yep.
I'm thinking, where did this fight take place?
Brooklyn.
By a car though, because where's the club at?
Right. She just holding clubs. No. In her
well,
purse.
It was, no,
you brought the club
no,
with
she,
you.
She yeah. sat. Didn't she
into
say
the
was,
club? You bought the club in the club.
Yeah,
bitch, because think about
purse.
You sitting in the car and you like, I'm going to fuck this bitch up. What am I going to beat this bitch with?
No,
and all you got in your car is the club.
She
so you can't.
No, she
you think they prepared for this?
She, oh, I have
a bat. Premeditated?
I had, used
what
to carry a bat in my car.
What probably happened was
no
the club, like the club ended and they all went outside. She probably went to her car, got her club out her car, and went up there and knocked her out. Like,
now, she could have been arrested. Just
with
like,
a soda on the
right.
side.
Ma,
15
with a soda.
Stitches.
15 stitches with a club.
That's her. That should be her next single.
15 stitches.
And I ain't talking about that ratchet ass weave. 15 stitches.
Right.
15 stitches. Write that purple off your motherfucking hair, bitch.
Mm. Okay, this is.
And she could join Stitches the rapper, and they could
Stitches.
Do.
Stitches the rapper needs to have several seats like, trying to be famous.
You know, but you know, she really has that raw talent.
Who?
B, Young B.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, girl,
talent.
You had us all nervous for
yeah,
a second.
No.
I was going to say, just because they have sex without a condom, don't mean that's not raw talent. That's just raw.
I just walked into a conversation. I don't want to know.
Wait, this is that. Wait, this is the second time tonight, girl. You throwing us for a loop.
No, that's street cred for Young B, though. She gave a bitch some stitches.
Yeah.
But
she can't say
Remy are about this low.
I don't care who you are. There's no way that you're going to go bragging around town for how many years since this fight?
Like
saying
six,
you
five,
gave me
five,
15
six,
stitches and there's no way that I haven't gotten you back? She's
but what do? You fight her. You go to jail. You can't
I'm
stab
just like,
her.
If your family got all that money, like, why wasn't that handled?
Yeah, that's... That's true.
Hello.
Hello.
Should have been in jail.
So
it's Remy, huh?
DJ Self. We're going to get the five hottest MCs, female MCs of New York, that we're going to perform for the Cypher. Although only four showed up.
Where was
actually
well,
three, because we got to count two as one.
BBOD.
So,
And so we get to the Cypher. And BBOD went first. Purple hair. She was all right.
She just got a decent voice. She can be molded.
She got the pop hip-hop voice.
Yeah.
And she was, like, talking shit about Bianca and that she only had one record. And I'm like, y'all have been around since 2010.
And nobody believes that any of these girls are freestyling. It's just
we're not going off of each other. But the thing is most, even when you watch like BET Cypher and all that, they know what they're going to say before they get into it.
True. So we'll give them that.
So, but on top of that, if you already know what you're supposed to be saying coming into it, then the bars need to be hotter than what they were. Because to me, Young B was the only one that really spit anything where we were all like,
And if Rashida was a real manager, she should have listened to what they were going to rap about before they got up there.
But you know what's crazy is Mariah Lynn's like, I'm the only one in this room that has a record on the radio.
Mariah Lynn.
Yeah, Mariah Lynn.
But she didn't say that. She didn't say that out loud. She said that in the confessional.
Right.
Because she'd have got backslapped.
Right.
Backhanded, I mean.
All the way out that stage. It's,
ain't nobody talking to you.
Just because you dancing in a G-string in someone's music video don't mean you got a record.
Right.
She's like, I'm the only
one
who
got
down on my knees and worked as hard as I possibly could to get my record on the...
Steven, can you go on YouTube and pull up Mariah Lynn, L-Y-N-N, and see if any single comes up? I want to hear what any of that could sound like.
There it goes.
What is it called?
Once Upon a Time.
Oh, wow. E-N-N.
All right, here we go. This is Mariah Lynn.
More money, I want your money.
Oh, this is it.
I want more money, I want your money.
Hey.
More money, I want your money. I want more money.
Oh, the beat's gonna
I want
be dope.
Your money.
You
Once upon a time, not long ago,
me you
I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back.
I was like, it's hot, because I thought it snapped. I was a hoe.
And I'm admitting it,
I was a hoe.
Take it back, because I did this shit, I was a hoe. More money,
who wrote this? Your money.
I would money. Totally believe that she wrote this.
But at least her song got plugged on Love and Hip Hop, right?
Sort of, right?
It sounds like one of those.
Imagine if that's what she meant by it's in rotation.
How many views, though, does that have?
No, don't it sound like they got 36,000?
That girl from Oakland? That girl from
No, it's not like, I'm a boss-ass bitch. And, but I believe those bitches would run that bitch.
Oh,
are you kidding? They was tough.
I
would tear her up. Are you kidding me?
But the boss-ass bitches, like, those bitches did a music video and some pink girls and fucking...
Yeah.
with a rag on.
I'm gonna tell you how bad this is. All of y'all stop listening to it and start talking about some other shit.
Yeah.
You're like, so anyway, and it's still playing.
Well, I'm glad that she done spoke to Jesus through her song. Money, I want your money, cause you a hoe, cause you a hoe. All right, so then we got Miss Rylan. She did the freestyle. I don't really remember what she was talking about, other than the Colgate. And then Young B went. And it was pretty dope.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, it started to become this fight between Mo and Young B. And Young B calls her broken from the projects, which is like, that's the most pettiest thing you could say if you come for money.
And, I mean, it's New York. Rent's expensive. A lot of people live in the project.
And,
girl.
Bitch, where was this cipher?
It's the
project.
You're talking about rappers. If you're saying you from the projects, that's like a claim.
Right.
Sort of. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
where are you from? You ain't got nothing to even rap about.
Right. I'm from the burbs. And you know that I be at Ralph's. And you know that I be shopping cars.
Jeffrey, like, write the rest of my rhyme, Jeffrey.
Right. Jeffrey
will be in here to write the rest of my rhyme and finish my homework.
Young Mo. I'm ready. And then, again, with the class situation, like, why are you spitting in somebody's face? Like, she gave you 15 stitches and you spit in her
face.
She's
a creature.
But it wasn't even a spit. It was
you
like
took
a...
took 5 years to spit in this chick's face.
Right.
And you missed her.
And you missed it.
I don't even think spit came out. I think it was like a... You know when it's
she
nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's like disgust.
She been this was her moment,
this
and she fucked it up.
For 5 years.
She had no saliva.
Rap, so she had no saliva. That's why it took her so long
Listen,
to actually spit.
If she really want to get on in the rap game, she better keep her mouth wet and have saliva at all times, or else she will not get on. My money, you know, my money.
No, no, Rashida. On that note, let's head into predictions. I'm trying to figure out what you're doing in the booth up there.
Right, I'm like, is he about to play a song for us?
He's going to sync two songs up.
I
but
see.
But I can't see what he's doing.
I think he's going to put...
Because I think that's Boss Ass Bitch.
Yeah.
Long ago, I was a hoe. This is why I fuck with Steven.
He's the best engineer. Or, you know.
This is my song.
This was like... the anthem for all boss.
And they shot it themselves, right?
Yeah.
And like got so
no,
big.
I helped get them signed.
You did?
Because they came out with it and I was obsessed with the song and I showed it to my homegirl. She showed it to her boy who works for Epic or Atlantic. And he was like, who is this? We showed him the video and he inked the deal for Nicki to get involved with it.
Shut
what?
Up.
But that's Nicki cool. didn't want to do the music video with them, so they only did one deal for the video. But there'll be more for that.
It's more Boom. Faster.
Yeah, they yeah. just slowed down. But, I mean, it's also got that New York sound to it because it also sounds like Chicken Noodle Soup, too, if you really
yeah.
tear it
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
All right, predictions. Let's talk about it. Mendeecees and Yandy, they're troubled about this jail situation. I'm just like, I love Yandy and Mendeecees, but it's just the same story all the time. She's just always scared that he's going to get, you know, tossed away.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like what you said about Peter. Once Mendeecee, which we know is going away, goes away, I think she can do what she needs to do. Mm-hmm. She gonna boss up.
I don't think so because we saw last time her yeah. whole world was wrapped around.
But that was a different time. I think she's preparing for this. Mm-hmm. And Mendeecee kept saying, "I gotta build y'all up. I gotta build you up to be strong when I go." I think she gonna boss up.
Speaking of bossing up, Mariah Lynn. Bossed up, Jeez. Dicked up, filled up. She's talking about she was a hoe, and I'm just wondering, like,
we already know
what
it
you
ain't
doing.
No fun, less than homies.
Did you record the song after
right.
you filmed?
She's with Rich and she's with Cisco, so I'm saying it's
talking about she ready for
smashing.
A relationship.
She's just trying to get studio time.
How is Cisco
I get it.
Even on this show? I don't get it. Like,
well, he
what
is an actual producer.
He's
like, he produces. Hip-hop.
As long as you can put producer as your title.
And,
you,
like, actually have stuff out there. He does have stuff out there. You know what I mean? So it's like...
So he gonna get
but
some ass.
Compared to some of these bitches, like
VBOD. He's not doing anything about his career or showing us anything on the show. It's all about what chick he's hooking up with.
Yeah. But isn't that the storyline to everybody?
Right. You know what they should have? They should have a Love and Hip-Hop matchmaker. Where they link up all of them, they go on a little date. Him and Nicki.
They should let the fans do it though.
Together. The fans.
They should let the fans put.
That turns into something else because you know I'm putting damn Jocelyn with fucking Peter.
Oh god! Oh,
I want Jocelyn to get Peter together.
She will get him in
now,
shape.
She would kill him.
Yeah, fucking cockroach.
She would get his ass.
The funniest part about Mariah is that when Rich put his hand on her leg, it looked like he could have wrapped his hand around her leg like six times. This bitch is skinny as fuck.
She was like, it's okay, you could put it on my thigh. Like, are we 12? Like, she was so scared, but.
I want it down a little lower.
A little lower.
Yo. We get Raw telling Luxy that she should probably break up with Mo.
Diamond Strawberry right now.
Little drama between the sisters or the friends. It looks like Lexi and Mo.
Well, the other chick
other.
Is
well,
just
they,
a hype
then
man.
Then they go off on each other, and she says she's done.
Well, she's just a hype man. She can't be done. Peter. The other one's got the talent.
Mm. Mm. And Peter says that Amina was just a mistake that went too far.
Oh.
And then it turns into a whole bunch of fighting.
I've been
she
there, man.
Slaps him.
You get caught up in the middle, then you start saying Samna P's one. Behind the other one's back, and then some to appease the other one behind this one back, and then eventually.
And then eventually, it's the reunion, and everyone saw what you said.
But we forgot one thing.
Damn it, this was being recorded the whole time.
We forgot one of them was pregnant.
Curses.
It's gonna eventually be like
so,
a Jocelyn.
Well,
we
so rumor is that Tara.
Not rumor,
well,
we saw.
No, rumors have been going around. Steven, I think you're leaving your mic on in the booth. Rumor is that Tara is pregnant. That's what the rumor mill is saying.
She looked pregnant.
6 months ago, it was a rumor too. She denied it. She said people are bugging. Now it just came out again. She's alluded that people might still be bugging, but we did see
the little bump, huh?
We saw a bump.
She looked a little.
It could just be a little comfortable weight. A little comfortable.
It's really specific place
area.
For her. It's very specific comfortable.
We round that.
I'm trying to help her out because her last name Wallace. That's the only reason.
If she conceived her that baby on that mattress on the floor, she just...
Phaedra Parks.
I can't. Right.
She's just...
End up like
they just need to hurry up and have a threesome.
If the third baby
is... That's all it is. It really just should come down to that.
It's going
to
break the ice.
I'm
going to...
Do you
and
see
now
what I'm saying?
They can hear it through the walls. Like, I'm sure he's hearing.
I'm converting, y'all.
Yeah,
come to on. Reality TV.
Love and Hip Hop, the complex.
I'm believing it.
Where we just menage and just mesh relationships.
But you know who the maddest person in the world is? Hmm. She was so mad all week because Bow Wow done broke up with her.
Erica Mena.
Erica Mena. Erica. So mad because, like, she's not going to be able to get her spot back now on the show because, like, you know that she thought that.
I'm better than me with Chad.
Love and Hip Hop over now. And, like, because I'm not on the show.
I'm planning my wedding.
But I got to say, Cardi B looks like she's about to deliver.
She's about to read.
And I don't know anything about Cardi B. Don't know who she is, where she came from, what she's doing. All I know is Charlamagne Tha God is pumping her up like she's a goddess.
And she has everybody's like 2 million Instagram followers.
Damn.
Ooh, Cardi B about to come up.
She's like, get me out of this car. She's going to light.
She's like running
fire.
Alongside Kim Kardashian.
I'm joking.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
But Erica will always Cardi B. They cross her forever.
Erica Mena will always land on her feet. Just so y'all know.
Yeah,
she'll be married and pregnant.
A little bit of time,
but she'll always land on something
on her knees.
Right. On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse.
Knees first and then back.
You can tweet me at your girl Trine on Twitter and hit me up on IG.
You're right,
your girl,
bend your girl back. Trine.
Right, and once upon a time, you guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter English Speak.
Yeah, I'm everywhere at I Am More Fire.
Once upon a time I was the hoe. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.